From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization will convene an emergency committee next week on the Zika virus outbreak to discuss an international response to the disease amid concerns it may be linked to rare birth defects. Jeff Custer has our report.
WHO Director General Margaret Chan said the Zika virus was considered to be of little threat to humans when it was first discovered in Uganda in 1947. But since that time, she said, it has spread throughout the world. In recent years, become associated with neurological complications.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively.
Chan stressed that a direct causal relationship between Zika virus and these birth defects, known as microcephaly, has not been firmly established, but she said it is strongly suspected. Jeff Custer, Washington.
Syrian opposition says it will not be at the talks on the situation in Syria, scheduled to begin in Geneva today. Saudi-backed group known as the High Negotiations Council said Thursday the responses they've received to their demands for an end to airstrikes and the lifting of a siege in Syria are not acceptable. Council did not rule out joining the talks later. Political leaders in Somalia have agreed on a framework for holding elections this year. That framework was announced Thursday after 2 days of talks in Mogadishu. Calls for the creation of an upper house of parliament with 54 seats allocated among Somalia's states. Seats in the lower house would be allocated using a power-sharing arrangement among the country's four major clans and their smaller counterparts. No dates so far for the elections have been announced. Current government's mandate runs out in September. This is VOA News.